baseball, in so many ways, is truly an American expression. Well, I am living out in the Midwest, and the Chicago White Sox have been for over 100 years in the second division. They owned it. They owned the second division. We used to resent it when a team would be in eighth place and the White Sox were out of it, you know? It was just unnatural. You just felt rotten, you know? Somebody's getting pushy, see? So the White Sox were the last place ball club. Well, suddenly out of the middle of the Depression, the White Sox developed a colorful ball player. Now, color on a bad ball team consists of being worse. Not like on a good ball team. Color consists of being Mickey Mantle, you know? Color consists of being somebody like... All right, I'll give you one guess. Who in the entire history of the Mets ball club was by far the most colorful ball player?
Mark
Wahlberg.
Who? Mark
Wahlberg. Marvelous Marv. Have you ever seen Marvelous Marv with that concrete glove out there? You know? Wait a minute, you know? Oh, yeah, Marvelous Marv grew to be loved by the Mets fans because he was aggressive about his ineptitude. You know? The others would fight against it. They'd cover it up. But Marv, let me tell you, when Marv made a bad throw from first over to third, believe me, it was Upper Decksville, you know? That was Marv. Well, the White Sox developed a ball player. It used to be a pleasure to go out and see him. He was without question the worst left fielder who ever played baseball. No, he really was. But the reason he played, he was an instinctive hitter. He had absolute impeccable instincts. He was a 350 hitter when he felt like it. When he was kidding around, 320. You know, that kind of thing. And he'd play around at bat. He'd come up there with the bats. He used to do a thing with his hips, you know, like this. He'd come up and he'd go like that. He'd wave at the audience. He would do a takeoff on some of the more prominent denizens of Greenwich Avenue. You know what I mean? And, oh, that used to make Feller mad, you know. Oh, it made those guys mad that because he didn't take the game seriously. He'd play around, you know. He gets up there, and he'd do all kinds of bits. Like he'd come up with his hat backwards. Well, you know, I mean, what are you going to say when a guy's batting? He's got the bill sticking out in the back. He'd get up there like that and hit. And, of course, the crowd loved it. He'd drill a triple down the left field line with his hat backwards. I never forget one time he hits a triple. Sure, a triple. You know, he belts one out there, and then he goes down pretending he's got a wooden leg. You know, oh, Jimmy Dykes came out of the dugout. Yo, that's $100, you idiot! And he goes, you know, I'll tell you. He was... Now, what are you cheering? You know, the poor son of a gun was getting busted. It's $100. Well, one day... This is what had happened one day. It was a hot day. I'm a patrol boy. You know, they used to let the Boy Scouts, the patrol boys in free during the Depression because they figured that the back ends, the fannies of these kids would keep the seats clean. So we go in there, we sit down there, and one day our left fielder makes three consecutive errors on three balls hit directly at him. I mean, you know, the kind of errors where he's circling under it like this, you know. He's circling, oh, like that. The last instant, you know, down he runs, hits the wall and picks it up and throws it in the stand. You know, that kind of, you see, and what was so sad about it is that the ball team was playing a fairly decent game, you know. Well, he was kicking it away, literally kicking it away, kicking the balls, everything. So finally, the score at the end of the eighth inning is something like 7-1. The pitcher that's pitching... You ought to be a pitcher on a second division team out of town. You have lost 19 games. You have won two. And you're up there and you've got this left fielder. And you're losing another one to Detroit. And everything you throw, you have that little thing says, don't let him hit it to left field. That inhibits a guy. I'm telling you, it inhibits him. So in the eighth inning, score 7-1, somebody drills a ground ball, a single, right through short. It comes hopping along. The outfielder comes up to it, and suddenly he sees the ball. He gets one of his nutty ideas. He lays down in front of it. This one is not going to get past him, see? He lays down, and the whole crowd backs up, you know. And you can see Dykes rise up off the bench. You see his head going down, and here's the outfielder laying there. The ball is rolling at him, and he's got his glove. He's waiting. See, it's not going to go. The last instant, it takes a bad hop. Over him. All the way to the wall. Well, he gets up, the crowd is roaring, the runners are going around, it's a merry-go-round, you know, they're going. The guy that hit the ball, it's the longest triple they ever got, you know. And the outfielder gets up, picks up the ball, he's got it, and you won't believe it. It gets stuck in the webbing of his glove. He can't get it out of the glove. And he's forget it. Home run inside the park. Well, they finally get the side out, and he comes walking in. You know how ball players run in after the inning? Have you watched them? You know, they sort of run in. You should have seen this guy come down the side. He went right by the wall, and he's sidling in. He's examining the dandelions as he's coming in. Well, he arrives right down there by the dugout, and Jimmy Dykes says like that, just pointed, in full view of all the pointed to the clubhouse. Go. You're out of the game. The aftermath of the story is that all the White Sox fans got together and voted this guy the worst outfielder who ever played in the majors into the All-Star team. So help me, they voted him into the All-Star team. He made the All-Star team, and in the third inning of the All-Star game, one of the All-Stars belted a long shot, and they said, it's going out to left field. And all the White Sox fans are sitting there watching. We'll show that rotten league now. He dropped the ball. The runners. Finally, the White Sox got back at a Yankee pitcher who was pitching. So, losers, there are plenty of you out there, and if you stick with it, you may make the All-Star team. Thanks for coming.